Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to Faith Foundations. Every Monday, we'll look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord. Today, we sit down with Jason Jimenez of Stand Strong Ministries in North Carolina. What happens to our bodies and our souls when we die? What's that process look like for us?
Well, the first thing that we have to understand in Christian theology is what we're made up of. As human beings, we are what's known as, and it's a big word, and I want to confuse people, but it's important. We're known as corporeal human beings. What that means is we are a material, we are a physical body that we're living in right now. But in order for us to exist and to live, we also have a spirit. So we are a body-soul unit. Now, it could be interchangeable between soul and spirit most of the time, and I'm using it in context of a body-soul unit. And so James 2:26 tells us that without the spirit that we have, that God has given us, the body is dead. So when we do die in this present state as a body-soul, we know that physically the body is buried, whatever process that may look for the individual, right? Whether cremated or they're literally buried in the ground. And we're actually told in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, that the dust will return to the earth as it was. But catch this. This is even going back in the book of Ecclesiastes. But the spirit will return to God who gave it. So right now, currently, as we're having this conversation, if you have a loved one who passed away and they knew Jesus as their personal savior, like my mother when I was 15 years old, sadly, tragically, she was taken. She was killed in a car accident. My mom loved Jesus, thank the Lord. Yeah. And so I know she's in the presence with God. And what she's experiencing right now with people who are listening, who have lost a loved one, they are in what's known as the intermediate state. Now, again, that is not to say that they're in purgatory or they're kind of like in limbo, that they're unconscious. No, they are clearly experiencing the beauty and splendor of Jesus in his presence in heaven. The intermediate state, what that just means is, they have not been reunited with their bodies. So if you go back to Jesus, when Jesus rose from the dead, we see in Scripture what the disciples and many other witnesses experienced was Jesus' resurrected body, or we say the spirit-dominated, glorified body, which we will have one day. Well, that's not what people are experiencing who've died before the coming of Jesus to take his church. And so we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, that Jesus will come at one point and he will take up his church. And it's at that point, the Bible says, the dead in Christ will rise first. And you who are caught up shall meet them in the heavens with them. And we will be reunited with them, with our loved ones who know Christ as our Savior, and with Jesus himself, who is our bridegroom. It's at that point, Brandon, that Christians will receive their resurrected bodies. And that will then usher us in our final state because the body and the soul will be reunited. But the difference now is there is no more sin. There's no more sorrow. There's no decay. There's no deterioration. We will be as Jesus was when he rose from the dead in our resurrected bodies.
Using Jesus as an illustration, what might that resurrected body look like?
A lot of people have questions like, when you die at a certain age, like, I'm going to get a little personal if I may. I lost my brother 2+ years ago to cancer. So he passed away on this earth. He himself, thankfully, was a follower of Jesus Christ. Since then, right, he's been reunited with my mother in heaven. And clearly, we know each other. We're not dumber in heaven than we were on earth. Whatever you've known on earth, you will know in heaven. So it's not like they wouldn't know each other because since she passed, my brother obviously has aged. He was a teenager when she passed. And of course, when he passed away, he was in his 40s. So what do they look like in heaven? Do they look like themselves at that age in which they died? So that same thing was posed in terms of Jesus's resurrected body, that there were times where he was not revealed, right? The road to Emmaus is an example. But I don't think it was because he looked different than what he was before he was crucified. So that's something for us to understand is that the viability and the vitality of that person in their soul, in this case, in their resurrected body, will be known. And there's not an age that's associated because we're living in eternity. So just like a fetus, if they're aborted, they never got the chance to come out of the womb and live and experience life. What do they look like? And would that birth mother know that child? Those are questions that we can debate because there are people who take hard, lined views, and particularly on those things. But I set that aside to answer the more specific one is, what do they look like? Well, what we saw with Jesus is he ate. Jesus converted through space and time. He walked through walls. We will be experiencing the same. So even though we're not eating food to substantiate the desires and needs that we have physically, because those desires will no longer exist, what we're experiencing is pure joy and splendor like Adam and Eve experienced in the garden. That's what's important for people to understand, because God created Adam and Eve to experience joy and splendor as they oversaw creation, as they had pleasure in one another and also in God's creation that they oversaw. In this period of time when we receive our resurrected bodies and we're with Jesus for all eternity, we will be experiencing those pleasures still again. So it's not like how we experience life here goes away completely. So we will be fellowshipping, communicating, consciously aware of things, glorifying God, eating food, enjoying his creation, and we will have that state of mind forever.
That's Jason Jimenez of Stand Strong Ministries in North Carolina, our guest today on Faith Foundations, which airs every Monday as we look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord.